Part 4. Directions. You'll hear some talks given by a single speaker. You'll be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following announcement.
Greenwalds is celebrating and we want you to join the fun. Portland's largest furniture outlet has just opened our 20th showroom and, for the next 20 days, all our stores are offering you a special 3+2 offer. What's that? Get yourself a 3-seat sofa priced $500 and above, and we'll give you a 2-seat matching love seat completely free. That's right. Buy a 3-seat sofa and get a 2-seat love seat at no extra charge. We have hundreds of designs to fit your living room or office, whatever your style. And with 20 Portland locations, there's bound to be a Greenwalds near you.
Number 71. What is the occasion for the sale? Number 72. What must a customer buy to qualify for the special offer? Number 73. What is claimed about Greenwalds? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following news report.
Well, it's official. The city's having its hottest July in 10 years. Temperatures today are expected to hit 110 degrees, and the heat advisory is in effect. The city's making services available to try and keep residents cool. There are a number of cooling centers for people who don't have air conditioning, and city officials are reaching out to seniors to make sure they're okay. If you have a neighbor who's a senior, it's a good time to check in on them. For kids, swimming pools are extending their hours to 9 p.m. If you find yourself feeling lightheaded or having trouble breathing, there is a hotline to call, 903-796-9000. Unfortunately, there's no sign of rain or a break in the weather on the horizon, so please take this seriously and stay cool.
Number 74. What is claimed about the heat wave? Number 75. What does the speaker suggest people do? Number 76. What is learnt about the city swimming pools? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following talk.
I bought the mascara a few days ago right here, at this location. What happened is, the very first time I used it, I started getting all this puffiness around my eyes, and my skin got very itchy. After a couple of hours, my eyes swelled up so much, I became nearly blind. As you can imagine, this was pretty scary. So I had a girlfriend take me to the hospital, to the emergency room, and it turned out to be, you know, as you can guess, an allergic reaction to the mascara. I was fine after about a day, but I hope you'll understand if I return this and ask you to please give me my money back. I'm sure I can probably pursue legal action and get compensated for the hospital visit, but I'm prepared to let it go if I can just get a refund.
Number 77. Who most likely is being addressed? Number 78. What does the woman claim happened to her? Number 79. What does the woman want? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following news report.
Stock prices fell for the third day in a row. The Richardson Index of key industrial stocks was down 2 points from yesterday's close. Technology giant Spectra Labs' announcement that earnings had fallen short of expectations contributed to nervousness in the IT sector. Of the 10 industry groups in the Richardson's Index, only energy stocks rose today as the price of crude oil showed a modest rise. The Richardson's Index closed out the week down 1.5%.
Number 80. What is said to have contributed to the week's stock market performance? Number 81. In which sector did stocks rise? Number 82. How much did the Richardson Stock Index fall during the week? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following talk.
Okay, let's get started. First of all, you should all have a set of handouts. Do you? Fine. Now, I'm not going to spend a lot of time going over the information on pay and so forth. You can read that at home. You'll be happy to know that management agreed to our request for a 3% across-the-board wage increase. So we basically got what we wanted. I do want to draw your attention to the information on sick days. We agreed on fewer compensated sick days as part of our overall agreement. Let me be clear. We're not talking vacation days. That's not been changed at all. But in exchange for giving us the pay raises we wanted, management wanted something in return and we felt some flexibility on sick days was fair.
Number 83. What is the speaker mainly discussing? Number 84. What are people asked to do? Number 85. What point does the speaker clarify? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following talk.
Before we throw this meeting open, I want to share some of my own observations. Our industry is facing challenges on two fronts. We not only transport fuel oil, but we consume fuel oil to do that. Therefore, even if the most optimistic predictions can be believed, we face both rising costs of doing business and cargo loss. In the very near future, our supertankers will bring in less than it costs to operate and maintain them. And even if we move into other cargo areas and find some new, more plentiful energy source, we are likely to lose market share. Those are the realities. Now, I'd like to hear your ideas on how we can face these challenges. That's why we're here.
Number 86. In which industry does the speaker probably work? Number 87. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 88. What will probably happen next? Go on to the next page. Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following talk.
We're now in the lower gallery, which contains the Applewhite miniature rooms, one of the museum's great treasures. The collection contains miniature models of famous rooms in Europe and the U.S., which were completed in the early 20th century. These models were painstakingly assembled by master craftsmen according to the specifications of a Seattle socialite named Elizabeth Applewhite, who conceived the exhibit and donated it to the museum. Ms. Applewhite's eye for detail resulted in great authenticity. You'll note, for instance, in one sitting room, a tiny embroidery stand, with real needlepoint and spectacles left behind on top of the work. It's been said that the rooms look so real, you almost expect a tiny lady in hoop skirt to come out to greet her guests.
Number 89. What is noted about the exhibit? Number 90. Who paid for the construction of the exhibit? Number 91. What information is provided about the exhibit? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following talk.
The idea behind preventive healthcare programs is that it's cheaper to prevent disease than to cure it. The way these programs work is, the company offers free health exams and other kinds of programs designed to promote health, things like exercise classes and so on. It's cheaper to hold a yoga class or something than to pay for an employee's time off, right? And with some preventive health programs, medical coverage is even tied to healthy lifestyle practices. For example, if someone's at risk for diabetes, that employee can be put on a preventive diet and exercise program to keep it from escalating. If the employee refuses to go on the program, the company has a right to refuse coverage if that person later develops diabetes. In most cases, though, employees do stick to the program.
Number 92. What is said to be the main benefit of preventive health programs? Number 93. According to the speaker, what might be part of a company's preventive health program? Number 94. According to the speaker, when might an employee be refused health coverage? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following talk.
When a job recruiter calls you to inquire about your availability for a job, it's always a good idea to talk to them, even if it turns out you're not right for that particular job. These recruiters, you know, their whole job is to keep good people in mind and fit them for open positions as quickly as they can. So returning their calls keeps you on their mind, so they remember to call you when a job opening comes up that you are a good fit for. So, you know what I'm going to tell you to do. Call back that recruiter from GBS, the one that's called you. Call her back. Have a nice chat. If you can suggest a candidate for her job that is a good fit, she'll love you for it. If you do something good for her, she'll do something good for you.
Number 95. Who is probably being addressed? Number 96. What is mentioned as an important skill for job recruiters? Number 97. What does the speaker advise doing? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following talk.
This slide shows the Boulder Glacier on Mount Baker, one of the tallest peaks in the Cascade Mountain Range. Beautiful, isn't it? I did my doctoral research here, and I've been bringing my students here for over 30 years, and every year we need to climb higher and higher to do our work. Why? Because the beautiful glacier is disappearing. Since 1987, the glacier has retreated about 500 meters and lost more than 20% of its volume. Actually, the Wilderness Club raised the alarm more than 30 years ago, but it's only recently that the public has begun to take notice. This is why we need your support.
Number 98. Who is the speaker? Number 99. What phenomenon is described? Number 100. What is the likely purpose of the talk? This is the end of the listening test. Turn to part 5 in your test book. End of recording.